It's time for a WeChat workout. WeChat. Go to the Cliff Central account. Tap connect. Then message to show.
Cliff Central is turning one, and to celebrate, we're giving away half a million rand in smartphones.
Say what?
Half a million rand in smartphones. You could win just by listening to Cliff Central on WeChat every day during every show.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
If you want an upgrade or you need a new smartphone, we'll hook you up. Win with Cliff Central and WeChat for the month of April and visit cliffcentral.com for details. T's and C's apply.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
They say, if you want to succeed, you have to go to school. If you want to be big and strong, you need to eat good. No matter what, there's nothing more important than family. There are so many children like me in South Africa that also don't have any of these things. If you could change this, would you?
By clicking a like button on Facebook, you can help get children from cradle to career with Africa Tycoon. Visit likechange.africatycoon.org.
Well, here we are. It's another Thursday right here on cliffcentral.com. And thank you so much for having us on. This is the Like Change Show on Cliff Central. And hey, I'm Siya Sangweni Fenn, and guess who's back?
Guess who's back from holiday?
Yeah. I wouldn't describe necessarily as a holiday, because I was sitting all 10 days you were in Namibia and you were like globe trotting and road tripping, being very, very envious, Alai.
But you got to do the show and I didn't. So, you know, catch 22.
There we go. We're nice and equal.
How are you doing, Siya?
Very, very well. Even better now that you're back.
Oh, fantastic. I came back, checked out how the Like Change campaign is doing, and I'm like, yay.
Great.
We're getting there, more likes. So welcome to the show. And we've got two lovely ladies in studio today. Of course, as you know, Like Change is all about changing lives from cradle to career with Africa Tycoon. And we've got two lovely ladies in studio. Let me introduce them. Sis Londiwe Unjani. And she's the head of Talent Treasury, Africa Tycoon Services. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we've also got another lovely lady. By the way, I figured out what your name means. It does mean white or light. Bianca.
Wow.
In case you didn't know.
See, she's a co-host and a side like researcher.
I'm loving you already, Tly.
I asked her, what is your name? Which goes, it can mean whatever you want it to. So we've got Bianca Alex, Learning and Development at Zurich Insurance Company, South Africa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So I'm very, very excited. Once again, if you do not know, Africa Tycoon and Cliff Central have partnered together to drive the Like Change campaign forward. We're providing these one-hour slots weekly to communicate the cradle to career approach. I'm very, very excited. And this week, the theme is getting young people into jobs. Mm-hmm. That's quite a pivotal thing in South Africa, hey? Mm-hmm. As we know, last week we did focus on placement, how we actually go about skill sets, etc., etc. So I love the gradual and natural progression. Mm-hmm. So this week we're focusing on getting young people into jobs, and of course the most befitting people to really get this discussion going, right?
Definitely. Now let's start with you, Bianca. Tell us a bit more about Zurich and its involvement with Africa Tycoon.
Thanks, Zulai. So Zurich South Africa is a short-term insurance company listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Zurich offers insurance products and services that respond to the needs of individual, commercial, and corporate customers. From our headquarters in Johannesburg, Zurich South Africa has a network of sales and service outlets across the country and employs approximately 800 people. In addition, Zurich has a subsidiary insurance company in Botswana. Zurich South Africa is a subsidiary of the Swiss-based Zurich Insurance Group Limited, a leading global insurance provider operating in global and local markets. The group employs, get this, about 55,000 people and serves customers in more than 170 countries. I'm glad I work for Zurich.
Oh, and she said that with a smile.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad I work for Zurich.
And most definitely, as one of 55,000, you definitely, as a corporation as a whole, definitely know the importance of getting the youth equipped with the right skill sets and going out there and being able to make a better country for all, really.
Absolutely.
So, on that note, I think Africa Tycoon Services definitely places the right importance in developing skills in the youth. And the reality is, in South Africa, though, we have large number of youth who are unemployed. It's like an all-time high almost. Mm-hmm. So for you, Londiwe, how's Africa Tycoon Services actually making a difference and going out there helping to solve this challenge?
Well, we are a bridge
in essence, that bridges your youth from the townships mm-hmm. with the likes of Zurich, where Bianca would now then come in and find the youth these opportunities where the, it would be your learnership programs, your internship programs, your entry-level employment, offer the skills development programs that would ensure that at the end of the day they are being upskilled, they are getting in there and getting their hands dirty with ensuring that they're finding experience at the end of the day. Because as you know, a lot of corporates will at the end say we need candidates that have experience. So we're better to start than with corporates who will at the end of the day ensure that they are proactive in creating that pool of employees.
You know, not to sound like the devil's advocate here, but for a learner who's gone through the South African education system, after matric, are they well equipped enough to handle the corporate world if, you know, they don't have the opportunities to study further?
They actually aren't. And that's where we have our career readiness program. And after our career readiness programs, we have initiatives like what Zurich is doing with their learnerships, where they say we can actually take in, absorb your career readiness learners into our learnerships and further upskill them. And after that, they then would absorb some of them into the environment. If not, they also try and find them work with other associates that they have. And they also come back into our database as well, and we further find them employment.
Because, you know, we have the statistics that we usually talk about that out of 100 children that go to primary school, only about 3 will graduate. What I like about Africa Tukun is that it's not just about cradle to career, really. It's about creating productive citizens. And that's the key, is that it's not just getting kids into school and that's it. Because what's the point of then graduating from a matric or university and still not being a productive citizen with the right skills required? So, you know, kudos to you. And Bianca, I just want to know from Zurich's perspective, what does this corporate transformation mean to you?
So for us at Zurich, corporate transformation is a strategic imperative because we believe it will lead a long-term sustainability for all our stakeholders. We see ourselves as part of the community, you know, and we have ensured that our policies and programs support the country's transformation agenda. And our aim is for Zurich to be as diverse as the communities from where its people come from. And that this diversity is key for success. And, you know, overall, corporate transformation is more than merely achieving our employment equity targets. It's about us committing on this journey, you know, with our communities as we tackle inequality, unemployment, and poverty.
Wow. With that said, what is a vision that Zurich had as they were partnering with Africa Tukun?
I think, you know, like the strategic transformation agenda of our country as a whole is to see people not living in poverty or faced with unemployment. And I spoke so highly about what our company offers at Zurich. Could you imagine if people, young unemployed people, partner with corporates such as Zurich and the like? We're giving them an opportunity to come in, get the skills, get the experience, get exposure. So when they go out, they can be either more employable, and we could even leave a bigger footprint for ourselves from our own talent. You know, rising talent could come out from this learnership program. So that's exactly what it is.
Landio, now why is it important for you as Africa Tukun to build relationships with corporates to place young people into jobs?
For me, I feel it's the workforce for corporates at the end of the day. So who better to partner with than the corporates? You know, they have the money, they have the financial muscle at the end of the day. And for them, I find it's good for them to be proactive, to customize whatever they're developing to what they need, to what their organization needs. So if a company decides we're going to have a learnership of 30 learners, from the 30 learners we will then choose the best and then absorb them into our company, then it works better, because then you've acclimatized these people to your environment from the onset, fresh from school, because at the end of the day, not everyone has the financial muscle to go to university technicons. So we bridge that gap of learners who are incapable of going because of financial reasons or whatever other reasons. So they are giving them a chance to say, okay, fine, you may not have had a chance to go to university, but let us help you in other ways to ensure that you are being upskilled. You aren't at a corner idling and not having work and, you know.
Is that in a nutshell what the Talent Treasury Department, if I could call it that, does at Africa Tuku?
Yes, that's what we do. Mm. It's in essence a database of talent that has been upskilled via our career readiness program. So they will be polished in terms of your communication, your IT, a bit of computers, personal mastery, and just that preview and a bit of feel of what the work environment is, because we then have a stream whereby they actually get on work experiential learning as well, so that by the time they get into a work environment, they are not shocked. It's not a shock to their system that you are now from school and then you are in this place where you must be there from 8 till 5 or even beyond 5. You need to dress up a certain way, you need to carry yourself in a certain way, you need to have a certain mannerism. You know, we bridge that gap so that they aren't backfooted when they get into that environment.
Sure. Yeah. I always used to say, and this probably annoyed all of my ALO teachers at school, but I thought this was a very philosophical lesson when we did work experience and they're asking for our feedback. I was like, well, work experience is definitely important and I definitely need more internships in my life, because from being at school where you need to ask for permission to even pee, I'm not ready for the corporate world. And it's true. You can't just sit in a classroom where you need like permission to still just get up. So kudos to you guys.
We're very grateful to the likes of Bianca and Zurich.
Yeah.
It really, you know, it's difficult to go to a client and sell this.
Mm.
I mean, in essence, it's not selling it. It's you need to help as a corporate.
Mm.
You know, it's that each one help one kind of thinking, whereby if you're not doing it, then who will?
Yeah.
If you're not doing it, who will?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. That's actually a powerful call to action. If you're not doing it, who will? If you're not liking change, if you're not taking change, if you're not being a part of change, who will?
It's all about it, hey? And don't think that you just listening cannot get involved. Just remember, you can always get more information by hashtagging LikeChange. It's as simple as that. Or go to likechange.africatukun.org to gain more information. And heck, let us know what you think of the campaign as well on cliffcentral.com. Also on our official accounts on WeChat, we are simply Cliff Central.
There we go. Now, Bianca, back to you. Londiwe just spoke about how important it is for corporates to get involved, because if you're not getting involved, who will?
Yeah.
From Zurich's perspective, why have you as an organization become involved with providing skills to the youth? I mean, you can be providing skills to any other sector in society, but the youth in particular.
Yeah, so a very good question. Firstly, I think it's the right thing to do.
Mm.
And through the vehicle of the learnership program, we've been able to provide skills to the youth.
Mm.
Zurich is extremely passionate about its learnership program, because by providing the skills to the youth, we are able to build the sustainability for our communities, for Zurich, and ultimately for South Africa. The skills we provide the learners with are comprehensive. You know, it gives them the best possible opportunity to be employed at Zurich after the learnership or elsewhere in a formal sector. We know that through this employment, the learners are able to uplift their communities, and it assists with the socioeconomic transformation that we require as a country. And the learnership is also an investment, which I spoke about, in Zurich's future talent. And we know that a successful Zurich is a key to a successful society.
Mm.
You know, and we've very much focused on positioning the insurance industry as a career path, our first choice. And in doing so, attracting the best talent, which will allow us to grow and achieve even more within the community.
Mm.
Ooh, I love that. Nothing like corporate behind community involvement, because, you know, the power that a corporation has, come on, 1 of 55,000. You go out there and you really do make a great difference. On a personal note, that what have you seen and how have you changed over being involved with such a great organization as Africa Tukun Services and with the Like Change campaign?
It's changed us as an organization where we've now seen the change we've done. We did it for the first time. It's about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've learned, you know, over the years. And what we've really learned from this is there's many people that are unemployed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I spoke about inequality, which leads to the unemployment, and from unemployment leading to poverty.
Exactly.
And we've seen this, but it's changed our lives so drastically. We may not change every single young person out there, but the people that come into Zurich's hands, we've changed them, we've skilled them, we've made them one of our numbers, you know, we've made them part of the Zurich family. And for me, that is so rewarding, and to be part of changing lives has just been remarkable.
Come on. I'm just at a loss for words, because you're doing the right thing. And what I absolutely love is, you know, I think if you even think of it in a logical way as well, nothing negative can ever come out of great people binding up together to go out there with the right intention. Yes, you have been saying that we stumble and fall, and you've been learning great, you know, great lessons along the way. But the first step that you took is admirable. So, yeah. Kudos on you. I think that's very, very cool.
Definitely. And and just personally from your, I mean, you work with Africa Tukun, an organization that's purely dedicated to advancing South Africa and young people. So, you know, what are some of the stories and, you know, the personal fulfillment you get from working with Africa Tukun?
It's just, it's enormous, actually. Because I'm thinking you take someone who has not worked before and they call you and they tell you, Sislondi, you know, I'm really loving what I'm doing, and I'm learning so much. You're not really getting any financial return back for that. No one can ever really pay you for that. So it's priceless, really. I can't put words or describe it exactly. It's not tangible, but it's just fulfilling in another way.
So what do we, the golden question, I think, as well, is what do we have to do differently as a society overall to start combating youth unemployment as a whole? We are making great steps with campaigns like this, but what can we start doing differently?
I think from my side, by creating awareness and visibility, you know, of the learnership programs and sharing the successes of the program. And I mean, you're using this word kudos, I'm loving it. And kudos to you guys, because we need platforms like this, you know, people listening out there to actually hear what a learnership program is and that corporate companies are actually doing this and the success stories behind it. So sharing those success stories. Another way would be where organizations skill people. And then people go out and start businesses and now become entrepreneurs and expand and create employment opportunities for others. You know, and ultimately us being strong role models, role modeling right behavior, you know, for the youth and changing the narrative and talking positively about the youth's role in a successful South Africa.
For me, it's being champions, especially for the people that are already in the corporates that are working. You have other family members, neighbors, so you need to link them up with the space that you are already in. People that are in corporates already will have exposure and access to websites, emails. Go back home, spread the word, pull one person, let the next person pull the next person. Use your contacts as well.
I think we take for granted, you know, when we're going about our day, 9 to 5, stuck in traffic, working in particular industries, we take for granted the influence and the power that we have, and the fact that so many people don't have the opportunities that we have, and the positions that we are, you know, that we have, we can actually use to be a part of change in the country. And it's, when we think of change, I think what's daunting for a lot of people is that they think that change is something that's big and overwhelming, so they don't start at all. And as you said, Sislondi, it's as simple as a conversation that you can have with one person and another person and the next person, or it starts with that one step, really, and that's it. So,
because you never know what you are doing to make a difference 100%. In somebody's life. You really never know. And I was having this discussion with some people earlier where they're like, oh, well, what's the use of a hashtag anyway? You know, we were referencing bring back our girls, et cetera, et cetera. They're like, yeah, well, that's not bring the girls back. But I was trying to prove the point of you do not know who's going to see that. You don't know who's going to see the hashtag like change and have no idea what it is. But because it's on your screens, it's so easily accessible. They just click on it. They start to gain more information. And heck, then they go on to likechange.africatukun.org.
And actually, likechange.org is up as well. So if you misspell Africa Tukun in any way, you can just go likechange.org.
And you're going out there, and before you know it, you're already making a difference
there
in a child's life. So that's awesome, awesome stuff.
Yeah.
So here's also one of the things we always love to ask our guests on a personal sphere. From the both of you, why do you personally like change?
Personally, I like change because when there's change, you're growing. It's transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not growing, then you're dying.
Yeah.
Because simply nothing is happening and you're not developing in any direction.
Yeah. It's
so for me, it's transformation. It's new things happening and you adapting to new things. You're growing.
Yeah. And we cannot move on to a better nation without that change.
Not at all.
So that's very, very pivotal. Mm-hmm. And for you, Bianca?
I think from my side, I like change for the better. Change is inevitable. Change is progression.
Mm.
You know, for example, one guy builds a bicycle, another puts an engine and it makes it a motorbike. Another puts wings, it's an aeroplane. You know, so there's constant progression there. And because of that, it leads to new things.
Mm.
And that's why I appreciate and I like change.
Mm.
Wow. Lovely. Awesome. The question is, do you like change? In fact, the hashtag like change is one that you should remember because you could be winning something just by remembering this answer. We have a competition running and Sia, you go for it.
We're going to Oprah-fy things.
Everybody gets something.
That's what I absolutely love. So Cliff Central is turning one.
Yay.
And we aren't just celebrating alone. We want to, you to also join into the celebration. So all you have to do is go onto WeChat, our official account, right? You're going to tap connect and then competitions. As soon as we give you the question, then you can reply and you can be the proud new owner of a Samsung Galaxy S4.
Wow.
It's so simple. See, aren't we nice? We're very nice. I don't know, should we give them the question now?
I think we should give them the question. We can give them the question later as well. But for those that are listening, it's only fair.
Yes, all okay. Right.
So the question is, what's the official hashtag for the Africa Tycoon campaign?
Very, very easy, isn't it? Okay, so go into our official account on WeChat, Cliff Central, tap connect, and then competition. And Samsung Galaxy. Samsung Galaxy S4 could be coming your way. This is the Like Change Show right here on CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com. It has been locked away from the eyes of the world, chained, never to be released. But now, it wants to get out. Stay tuned to Cliff Central weekdays to find out how you can unleash the Jeep Renegade. Find hidden codes and videos posted by Jeep SA, and you could win Jeep Renegade prizes, as well as become the person to single-handedly unleash the Jeep Renegade upon the shores of South Africa. Are you renegade enough? Visit unleashrenegade.co.za to find out. T's and C's apply.
Hello. Hi, Dave from A1 Builders in Pretoria.
Yeah.
It's Dan. I found your number on the internet and I need you to build me a room, the purpose of which I cannot disclose.
What?
Fine. It's a sunroom. Can you start immediately?
It's 4 a.m.
I'm sure it's 4 a.m. somewhere, Dave, but here in SA, it's 10.
You mean USA?
There's more than one Pretoria out there. For the quickest and most efficient way to find what you're looking for, start your search with yellowpages.co.za or download the app. Yellow Pages, for local, reliable results.
We're continuing the conversation right here on the Like Change Show on cliffcentral.com. So thank you so much to our previous guest, Bianca Alex, who's in learning and development at Zurich Insurance Company South Africa, and Londi Wulutulu, who's the head of talent treasury at Africa Tycoon Services, for joining us.
Yeah, we continue the conversation. The Like Change Show, all about changing lives. Remember, the aim is to get 1 million likes that will change 5,000 children's lives forever. So go on to likechange.org and click on that like button so you can start changing a life. In studio right now, though, to continue the conversation, we're joined by Shafa Nikerk, who's the CA at Simanye Back Office Solutions. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. No, not too shabby, eh, Arch? And we've got Mr. Errol Pile, who's the Chief Executive Officer at Africa Tycoon Services. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Sinai.
Thank you.
So as well, remember, if you want to also join the conversation, you can tweet us at Africa Tycoon or at CliffCentral.com and hashtag LikeChange. Or you can message us at Tap Connect and message to show on our WeChat official account, Cliff Central. And remember, we are giving away that Samsung Galaxy S4. The question once again is,
The question is, what is the official hashtag for the Africa to Koon campaign?
Yes.
You know, like the Like Change show that we have. What
yeah,
is the official hashtag?
For Like Change. What hashtag do we use for Like Change?
And Sizwe says he's loving the show. Please tell me what the answer was.
Sizwe, thank you for loving the show, but tap connect and competition, then give us the answer there.
All right, let's start with you, Shah. Very, very interesting spelling with the name. We're trying to figure it out. Is it Ska?
Yeah. I was like, maybe it's missing an A. It could be like Sasha or something. I was really, really so confused. S-C-H-A, Shah.
Shah. So tell us a bit about Simanya Back Office Solutions and what it is you do.
Sure. Well, firstly, I get about 20 different variations of the name. basically, Simanya Back Office is an entity we formed to help us provide professional service to our clients via other firms we own and firms we partner with in the professional space. Now, the reason we formed this company is so that we can employ our learners, which is what we're talking about today, and use them to provide service in the space of audit, accounting, even some more specialized things like tax, specifically at the moment, BEE verifications, consulting, advice of that nature. So if you want to call it the financial services sector, yes.
Okay.
And professional services.
And what is your involvement with Africa to Koon?
Well, we've partnered with Africa to Koon to take a group of learners. Mm-hmm. So this would be a pilot project at the moment. One we're looking to grow quickly and in a big way. We've taken on 50 learners, and they actually started beginning of this month, and we've teaching them how to audit, how to data capture, how to do accounting, how to mostly, and you know, that sounds technical, but the biggest skill they're learning is how to deal with the client. It's very difficult because it's something you can't simulate, and so we don't simulate. Our 50 learners that have started, some of them might be listening now, are actually...
Shout out to them. Now go back to auditing.
Go back to work.
While you're listening.
Yeah.
So they're actually dealing with clients at the moment. And, you know, that sounds like a small thing. It sounds like a small thing if you've been through 4 years of varsity and you've been through 3 years of training and mentoring and everything. But if you really have entered the job market and this is it, and now you're dealing with clients, it's real, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
And we teach skills like dealing with conflict, dealing with de-escalating tension on a phone call. You know, that alone is an immense skill that needs to be taught. And data capture, accurate data capture, accurate work, understanding outcomes of work. We break down our jobs into very detailed tasks. And we teach them in modules so that each person isn't overwhelmed by the outcome they've got to achieve. But within the space they're working, they're actually immensely challenged to get to that outcome. And so we, you know, our motto in the firm is know your limits and exceed them often.
Know your limits and exceed. That just put
That was a little quote
life,
for the day.
Life changed. There we go. You've just changed my life with one line.
I absolutely like that.
Wow.
Errol, from Africa to Koon Services point of view, what did you see in Simanya Back Office that made them a great partner for this?
Yeah. I think for me, the big challenge is it's a chicken and egg situation in South Africa.
Okay.
We've got a group of young people, 50% of our youth are unemployed. Where did they find this working experience that will make them ready for this world of work?
Yeah.
So it was important for us to start relationships where these young people with potential can go into a real-time working environment, gain the experience, be exposed to a telephone, to a computer, because, you know, we can talk as much as we want to about it through training programs in the communities, through giving them accredited programs or training, for example.
Yeah.
But if they don't have that real working experience, you know, the difference for me always is from an individual that makes it out of a township environment, and I'm saying making it out, it's not really to leave, but it's really to grow yourself, is that exposure. So Simanya Back Office Solutions gives us that opportunity. So these young people that come through our centers, exposed to our programs, which is really the theoretical part, we are able now to place with a partner. And in this partnership, because I know that the essence of what what Semanya wants to do is really to make sure that these young people gain exposure and experience. So now they can real time understand how finances work. You know, how many of these young people know that they can go into financial career? What they see is what they aspire towards.
Yeah.
They want to become a taxi driver. They want to run a spaza shop. Because this is the world that they see every single day of
their
lives.
These are their surroundings. Yeah.
Absolutely. So part of this partnership is really to take them out of that reality into a new reality where they can be exposed to this world and then dream different dreams.
Wow.
So this is really what the relationship. So the more we can do, and Shah has really built this beautiful model that allows us to expose them where they're gainfully employed. So these young people are gainfully employed. They're not sitting around.
Yeah.
So if they are listening, they better stop because they have to go back and work. But really, they're gainfully employed. Mm. And that's really the relationship that we were after.
All right. You can go.
Yeah, they can definitely download the podcast later.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Listen to it after work.
Greg on WeChat says, these guys are doing good work. Well done to Errol and his team. So definitely a great pat on the back for
you. I think
you guys.
As a family member, I'll have to send the money.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the numbers. We speak about youth and the amount of youth that are going through these training programs. How many young people are going through your system?
So life for the last two and a half years, we've had 1,300 youth going through our program. So they've been through our career readiness program. We've placed about 300 of them into jobs, and we're now rolling out a learnership that is currently active. And we're doing it with partnerships. For example, Investec is one of our biggest partners in this relationship. So it's their learnership. We've now placed these individuals with Shah and his business, and with the partners. So there's 130 of them rolling out in a learnership currently. So these are the people that have come through our centers and now being exposed real time into the world of work, but using the vehicle of learnerships, which actually makes it a beneficial process, which is very structured. If you look at the CETAs and the BE codes, it really becomes part of that whole conversation. But it makes it tangible because there's a real outcome. It's just not money spent to tick boxes. And this is not what our partners like Investec is after.
Yeah.
And the many other partners like Weber Wenzel and APSA that we have, they don't do that just to tick boxes, but they want to see an impact. And we found this vehicle because they don't always have the capacity or the infrastructure to host young people that needs to learn through the process.
Exactly.
You know, they can maybe, but it's a limited number. Through this, we can scale it. And that's what excites us about the partnerships also with Shah. So we have 130, we want to do thousands.
Oh, Absolutely. That's great. But how do you identify these children? I mean, we already spoke about the statistics as to how many children are actually unemployed or youth unemployed in the country. And, you know, you can only do so much as Africa Tukun Services. How do you identify the children that you work with?
So at the moment, what we do is we've got 5 centers around the country that is actively operating. And what we do is we through our centers, we'll invite young people to join us. Mm. Because of our Cradle to Career model, we already have a database. Mm. So we have young people that come through our ECD, maybe come through our youth centers, and now they're in matric and they don't still know what to do, or they don't have the finances to do anything. They will then be invited to join our career readiness program. So our career readiness program will look at basic things like numeracy, literacy, and also career choice. So we try and say, what is it that you can become? So really, part of the selection is also, so if we are doing administration, we want to find people that want to go in that career choice or in call center. So if you look at call center, you could go into marketing and communications, but we need these people to understand. It's a part of the first selection process to help them understand what the career is and then select according to what the funding is. So it's very much funding driven. Mm-hmm. So we look for partners that are interested in as an outcome because we need to start with the end in mind. We cannot just train people just for the sake of training.
Yeah.
You know, I call it the Mvango concept where people have all these qualifications, but they sit every Monday morning and they still watch the reruns.
The Mvango concept.
Yeah, you know? So
I will need a moment for that one. But it's so true.
Yeah,
though.
because they get a certificate from the YMCA, from the school, from the youth center down the road, but they're not precipitating. They're not entering the world of work. And for us, it's important. If these partners are identified, like Investec, like Zurich, for example, and they want to uptake these individuals, it becomes a brilliant platform because then we can train with a direct outcome. And that, for us, is important.
But this is the key thing, though, Errol. You know, let's go back to trying to end the Mvango concept.
Okay.
How do you, Africa Tukun Services, work with your partners in order to actually bridge that gap? So what's the theoretical or the practical approach that you take in order to bring the actual needs that the people have within their own surroundings, so that they don't just have ambitions of just being a taxi driver or just being a spaza shop owner, but rather really open up their minds to the endless possibilities that the future holds?
So in the learning part of it, we do a career guidance process. So in that, we would say that yes, you have got the aptitude, the desire, the capability, the capacity to become a CA. Mm-hmm. So where do we start now? So it's a career path. So your entry level is to join a company like BO Solutions, mm-hmm. where you get into the environment. Yes, you're going to be sitting in the call center. You're going to do administrative stuff, mm-hmm. but you'll be able to grow yourself through the process. So it's really trying to create that perspective. And what we see is when we engage these young people in the learning part of it is that they don't always know what is available out there for them. So firstly, we start and say, this is the picture. This is the big picture. But let's start with step one. So the journey of 1,000 miles, you know, starts with one step. Mm-hmm. So that first step that you have to take. So part of our training then does that. So we do a full accredited program that we do with these individuals for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So 4 weeks we look at really theory, but there's a strong practical approach to it. Mm-hmm. The one thing that when I started in this role, I insisted on is that my belief is that who I am is much more important than what I'm going to do, because what I'm going to do is an outcome of who I am. Mm-hmm. Because if I understand who I am, it changes the world, because you can then be comfortable in your conditions. So whilst you're sitting and you're in a learnership and you earn 3,000 rand as a stipend, you're happy because you've got this long-term view, because you know who you are. You know your destination. I always say, if you don't know your destination, any road will take you there. So it's important to understand your destination so that the road that you embark on will lead you there. So this learnership with Shah, for example, will lead you to become a CA. So part of our first step is to clarify that, give you then the theoretical knowledge, and then with Shah's help and his business's help, we give you that work exposure so that you can then acquire all the practical and the theoretical knowledge in order to equip you for your next step. Mm-hmm. But what you do is your journey. We can create the platforms. Mm. And I think that's the conversation missing in South Africa, because we talk about this very theoretically, but nobody's bridging the reality of a business that wants to make money. They're in it for profit, but they have a social conscience of things that they need to do. Mm-hmm. We understand as Africa Tukun the needs of the community, and we want to be that conduit. That's our role, is to be that conduit, bring these two worlds together. And in Char's environment, we found a place where we can give them that practical exposure in order to introduce them into the world of work.
Mm. I mean, for this partnership to happen, there had to be a yes. There was a can we? Is this possible? And from your side, there had to be a yes. This is something I'm willing to do. So on a personal note, why are you involved with this learnership program?
Well, we've actually been doing this for about 12 years. Mm. We've tried various approaches to getting our work done. Mm. As you can imagine, we're servicing about 7,000 clients in a year. There's quite a bit of work to be done. We've tried subcontractor relationships. We've tried direct employment, indirect employment, various ways of doing it. We like working with school leavers. Mm. We like working with people who have an appetite to get things done. Mm. And, what we've actually found with Errol is that, you know, in bringing us, let's say, the group that we've started on now, we really enjoy each person. And I know it's difficult to imagine that I could know all 50 people, but I'm still learning all the names. Mm-hmm. I told them I forget my own some days.
I'm not sure, man.
But, you know, my excuse is always I'm just an accountant. But really, every person in the business is contributing value, and that's what we're trying to unlock. Mm. Because if someone wants to stand tall in a job, and I say that in our firm, if you want to be in our firm and you want to be relevant, you got to be productive. You got to be outputting. And in order to get to that point, you need to know how. You need skills. And it's easy to go to a class and listen to a lecture, but the intake and the upskilling process takes a while. Yeah. You know, I know I wasn't the greatest student and I didn't listen in class. But when you're under pressure and when a client demands something from you, you're going to figure out how to help them.
Yeah.
And so we put our people all under quite a high pressure environment. And we told them from the beginning, you know, it's maybe not a lot of fun, but it's satisfying and it's it's a good feeling when you get it done.
Mm. Yeah.
We don't necessarily bridge exactly how they get there. We actually allow, we've got quite a few IT programmers. We do a lot of our own coding, and we allow for change and innovation in our system depending on how our people, our users, use the system and use our processes. So if we start seeing that people are going in a certain direction or putting an emphasis on a certain part of our process, we'll focus on that and we'll develop it.
Mm.
And what's nice about that is it allows them and it equips them to let their talent come out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys are young, and Errol and I are perhaps an older generation.
Speak for yourself.
I love how
Errol's like, no.
Always yeah. Offend people. But you know, it took me such a long time to understand what is cloud sharing. And, you know, what is it to work in the cloud? What is it to share? What is it to collaborate? Mm-hmm. What are all these words and what do they mean? However, someone who understands how WhatsApp works and how these kind of apps that people use to share, upload, and I don't know all this stuff. I'm quite old-fashioned. But someone who gets that immediately has already got a basis for an immense amount of talent and an immense amount of skill. So a lot of our process is built around how standard day-to-day applications work on cell phones, mm-hmm. on normal computers. You know, the things that people already use and understand, we've worked with that. And we've created a communication and sharing environment, which is totally paperless. It's totally cloud-based, so you can use it from anywhere. They use a lot of browser-based applications and a lot of communication. So actually, if I had to bring it down to two extremely important skills that we teach and require is sharing and communication. Without that, teamwork fails, and all our work is done in teams.
Wow.
You know, Shah, you now are on almost the other side of the cradle to career timeline almost. And with working with Simanye back office, what did you have to say as a host of these young people who've gone through Africa to Kun as a whole? What did you have to say about the sort of young person who's been able to benefit from the cradle to career approach?
Well, I'm seeing people who have hope.
Mm.
You know, and that's important. If you don't have hope that you can develop into something in life, you're kind of stuck there. You know, if you aim low, you're going to hit low. Errol had something about the roads leading you wherever, you know. I see people, the people that I'm exposed to in our space, who have a lot of hope and who I see smiling and enjoying the work they're doing. So I interpret that into that they're enjoying the challenge. Because they are being challenged, so they like a challenge. They have hope, and if we can equip them with enough skill, they'll go places.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's actually. I think that if you had to take our youth, there's an untapped resource there. Mm. There's people there that can take this economy places that it's never been before. If someone would just let them in,
yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
Sure.
Errol, on your side, how has your vision for South Africa and South Africa's youth changed from just being a South African who sees reality versus now being someone who's been able to implement change? You know, you, Errol personally, and also Africa to Kun and Africa to Kun Services as a whole, being able to implement these changes and seeing now the results of someone going literally from cradle to career, being able to stand and own themselves in a boardroom and being able to use terms like cloud share.
Yeah.
You know, what is your vision for the youth of South Africa now versus then?
I think the principles, it's you know, there's a saying that says that nothing is new on earth. You know, the same principles that they use to build the pyramids, same principles we apply to build, you know, countries and buildings, etc. Because, you know, the principles remain the same. The principles are still the same. Mm-hmm. Because the principles that apply to me, I grew up in a township, it was a colored township, but it was a township nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
But I had people that believed in me, you know, whether it was the church or the youth center down the road or the teachers at school. There were people that believed in me. They created the opportunity for me to grow. Hence the reason I can sit today and be a CEO of a business. Mm. I didn't create this on my own. It wasn't in isolation. And hence the reason this model that we have, that is a holistic model that covers all these angles about growth and development, is really what we're looking towards. Is what do we see now? What is my hope is that every young person will have this opportunity. If we look at it, the world is changing. We've got an aging population in Asia and America and all these countries. Africa is where it's going to happen. There's still a youth, a young population growing. Skills are going to come from us. We don't have time to do what we're busy with at the moment in South Africa. We need time to build, to be ready, because we need to be like surfers. We will not be ready for this wave if we don't have our surfboards ready, if we don't have the right equipment. Mm. We need to skill our young people, because the world's going to come and ask us for skills. And for me is that we need to work very, very hard as South Africans, all of us, to make sure that we give the skills to our youth today. Mm-hmm. Because that will be the future of tomorrow. And in many ways, because the world's going to look towards us.
Yeah.
They don't have the skill. They don't have the youth capability to do it. We have, as South Africa, as a continent, we have it. And that's, for me, what is important that we need to work on now.
Exactly.
The thing that I love the most about all the guests that we have is the amount of passion that they have for what it is that they do. And I just thank you, because I regard you as change agents as well. It's not just a job that you do. You're people that are cognizant of the fact that we live in a country that has so much potential, and you see the power in young people in being the future of advancing this country. So I thank you and I salute you for doing what you do. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
So we have to ask that question.
Yes.
That big question. Why do you like change? It is a like change show, after all. Errol, we'll start with you.
I like change because I think in change we see the fullness of everything. And the fullness of everything, we see the essence of it. Mm. And I think when we change, we find what is at the core. Mm. And then we see the beauty of everything. So that's why I like change. I like change because it really gives us the opportunity to see what is real and authentic in all of us. And hence the reason we're all sitting here and we're loving the fact that we can make a difference. Not because we are good or we're better, but because we have this opportunity and we're holding it very tight.
There we go. And why do you like change?
Well, I'd say it's natural for us to not want change. It's natural to want to stay in your comfort zone. But what I'm seeing around me is that when someone is forced or put in a position where they need to change, so much good comes out of it. And I enjoy the change. It's a process. Mm. And it can be very unpredictable and scary. You know, we go through it as a business, and you go through it in your personally as well. It can be quite intimidating. Mm. But if you're going through it with people who perhaps have gone ahead of you, which is what I'm hoping the young people in our firm can see, and the seniors and the managers and the partners, is that it's possible. So, you get out the other side. And you know, the diamond is made, if you want to put that to it. Mm-hmm. I'm quite excited about what change can do and the kind of skill and potential it can bring out.
Yeah. Wow.
There's nothing else to say.
Nothing else to say.
So eloquent, so poignant, and so true. This is exactly all we need to go on and make a better nation as a whole and a better world. It's all about change, and most importantly, it's all about hashtagging like change.
And this is how you can like change and make a difference. We spoke about the power you have for having access to WhatsApp. You can share. You can like, for having access to a phone that can link you onto Facebook. You have the power to like change right now. Go on to likechange.org, likechange.africatukun.org, or to the Africa Tukun Facebook page. Remember, it's Africa Tukun with a K. Africa with a K. Tukun is T-I-K-K-U-N. And go and like change.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Errol Pillay, Chief Executive Officer at Africa Tukun Services, and also Shah Fanikar from Simanye Back Office. Thank you so much for joining
in this pivotal discussion. Thank you for having us. Thanks.
Salai, another hour. Done
another
and dusted.
Hour gone. It goes by so quickly.
Exactly. Right?
Wow.
And it's pivotal conversation that we absolutely love. Nothing like the full Cradle to Career progress that we've really documented over these slots. So this week, focusing on getting young people into jobs, but overall, it's all about those 1 million likes that we absolutely need to change the lives of 5,000 children forever. So that's all you need to do. Just get more information, hashtag like change, and you can go out there and make a difference. So thank you so much for listening in, hey. And until next time, we won't say goodbye. It's just until next time, we
hashtag
like change and make a difference. My name is Sia.
And my name is Salai.
Cheers.
They say, if you want to succeed, you have to go to school. If you want to be big and strong, you need to eat good. No matter what, there's nothing more important than family. There are so many children like me in South Africa that also don't have any of these things. If you could change this, would you?
By clicking a like button on Facebook, you can help get children from cradle to career with Africa Tycoon. Visit likechange.africatycoon.org.
Cliffcentral.com.